suspended its participation in the last remaining nuclear arms pact with the U.S. And China threatening countermeasures over a planned meeting between Taiwan's president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
This is not headline news. Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is expecting his first child. In other words, even a Gryffindor knows how to Slytherin. Scientists have taken DNA from a woolly mammoth and made a big lab-grown meatball from it. While scientists don't know what it tastes like, they do know it'll be way better than a vegan meatball. Attending live sporting events improves levels of well-being and reduces feelings of loneliness. Unless you're attending an Oakland A's home game, where you'll definitely be lonely. And Tom Brady is dating again. He has a great pickup line. It's, I'm Tom Brady. This is not headline news.
This may sound hard to believe, but I'm Greg Bedell, used to work for me.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Well, it was a while back. I think we have a caller already this afternoon, and hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello? Are you speaking with me?
Yes, who is this?
Hey, it's Howard Dean.
Howard Dean?
Coming straight to you from the state of Utah.
Wow.
Yeah, how are you doing, Gregorian?
I am, all things considered, pretty good. Got some situations bubbling around me, but nothing life-threatening. Just
hopefully your health is still well. I know you've had some issues back in the day. It's been a long time now, my friend.
No, I'm, back in the day was almost 20 years ago, that part.
I know. Well, our relationship, our friendship, our phone relationship, it's been a while. But I just wanted to give you the latest report.
Please.
Okay, well, I'm still in the grand state of Utah. Mm-hmm. It's about 70 degrees. First and foremost, I wanted to send a prayer out to the people that got destroyed in Mississippi and one gentleman in Alabama. Hopefully you didn't feel that.
It was close. We lucked out again. We have been dodging bullets literally all winter long.
Yeah. Yeah, I lived there for 15 years, as you know, but anyhow, and I escaped two of them within a mile of each other, I just wanted to send a shout out, tell you I love you, man, and you're a great guy, hopefully you know the Lord, and it's such a beautiful day here.
I know him in my heart, I don't know him personally, I just want to be real clear.
I would beg you to find and figure it, and he'll come to you because you don't choose God, he chooses you, so it'll be at the right moment, at the right time. Other than that, I just wanted to tell you that I still love you, man, and I respect you, and thank you for letting me in your studio that day.
God, sure.
What, like 10 years now ago?
You know what? I'm great at remembering actually specific dates going back a number of years ago, but anything that happened in the teens and in the last couple of years, with rare exception, I have no idea.
It's right. And hopefully you didn't take the COVID shot because you see the people dying and having adverse effects because of the fact that they took that jab.
I took the first two and I did a follow-up, which I should not have done.
Right.
I did it because I panicked. It's a long story, but I just had a heart cath a couple of weeks ago, and my heart is in really good shape. So
yeah, I know that, you know, if you're feeling bad, I guess, or you have a pre-underlying issue, that would be the worst time to take it. They're just lying to us. You know about Klaus Schwab?
Sure.
Okay, well, he'll tell you everything, and, you know, and it just so happens that Bill Gates, he loves to create an issue, present the problem, and then bring the solution. And then, of course, it's all, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
So everybody out there in Greg Land who is listening, be aware of what you're told. Don't follow the narrative. Do your search, not even research, but search, and just, you know, count on the good almighty Lord to save you. He's the one who's going to save us.
Our audience is pretty down with that whole concept you just laid out there, Howard. I've got to run, though. We are a little behind
right,
at the start
well,
of the show.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
let
you so
me,
much for having me.
Let me wish you a proper goodbye. You take care, my friend. Hi, with whom am I speaking?
You're speaking with Red Top, and I would like to first give a endorse one of your sponsors.
Sure.
Don Duncan's Downtown. Went there yesterday, got my tires rotated, had a nail in it. They fixed the nail, didn't even charge me. Got it done right away. I called them up at 12. I was out of there about 1. And everybody go down and see Preston. He's got 2 sets of twins. The boy needs all the help he can get. But he's got a great attitude for a man with 2 sets of small twins, Greg.
You know what? You don't work for Don Duncan unless you have a great attitude. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no doubt about it. They're all so nice in there, and I would not go anywhere else.
I was just out at the Bell Road location. That's a great team. And, man, they were busy out there today.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And, of course, Randy and them up there at Prattville Farm Center. I like that new commercial. Have you heard it?
I talk to them live, so I don't hear the recorded commercials they do.
Oh, yes. The one
I remember a couple I remember a couple from late last year that I think Randy and Tammy did together, but I haven't heard anything recent, but I can do that very
the
easily.
The new one, the Folsom Prison Blues one, is really good. Have you heard that?
I have not. I will check it out.
You got to check it out. It's really good, man. And I called up and told him how great it was. He said, could you tell what song it was? I said, hell yeah, man. So I think he's a little self-conscious. And his singing's not as good as it is, but Tammy's just beautiful. She smooths it out.
Yes.
You guys have a great afternoon. Roadside, no trouble.
All righty. Thank you for the call. At 3:08, we got Rich's forecast coming up in 1 minute and 30 seconds.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and soon you turn and realize, hey, I'm starting to speak another language. How'd that happen?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We've been kind of cool compared to normal today, and tonight we're headed for a chilly one. Definitely jacket weather. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 43, but tomorrow is a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, warming trend. High temperature up to about 77. We will be back to the mid-80s on Friday, still dry. We're looking at another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos, your internet commerce overlord. Oh, and soon I shall become your landlord. Yeah, I'm heavily invested in a new startup that purchases single-family dwellings and turns them into rental properties. You see, the American dream of home ownership is my dream as well. It's just that I dream a little bigger and want to own everyone's home. Best of all, you can buy shares in these homes for as little as $100. So we can become landlords together. Of course, as the majority owner, if the tenant complains of a clogged toilet, I must insist that you're the one who'll have to go over to plunge it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on this Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host. Sometimes on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Greg, you got Rosie Brock riding shotgun, and Jay Quellen is going to join.
And here they are.
Jeff, dig deep. Give us the big welcome.
Peace, well.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, we have two electrifying stories to start the afternoon. District attorney in the Alec Baldwin prosecution on the Rust fatal shooting has stepped down and made a major announcement about the prosecution, which really is just a bunch of crap. It's we want to make sure that justice is served to all our New Mexico citizens. My responsibility to the people of the First Judicial District is greater than any one case, which is why I have chosen to appoint a special prosecutor in the Rust case. What are they going to do? This is a year and a half old almost now. And we're changing prosecutors in the middle of the stream, as they used to say in the Old West. So that's one development. And my read on that is that somebody's got cold feet. Somebody's afraid to go toe-to-toe with Alec Baldwin in a court of law. Because Alec Baldwin has been busy telling us how innocent he is. Even though he did aim a gun at somebody without checking the chamber to make sure it wasn't loaded. And everybody, just about everybody that lives in Alabama, they know the rules. They know gun safety. So, negligence? Yeah, I'd say so. That's one of the stories. The other is the imbecile who I do not believe on a stack. I do not believe on a stack that Katie Hobbs was the legitimately elected governor of Arizona. But she's got the job. And yesterday, her press secretary Yesterday, her press secretary said, as always, something really hideous, because that's what lefties do. And they're not held accountable until there's a significant backlash. Let me get the story off. That's not the story I need. Anyway, the press secretary for Hobbs resigned this morning after appearing to suggest that gun violence against transphobes, just hours after a woman who identified as a transgender gunned down six people in a Tennessee school. When we see transphobes, her press secretary, now former Jocelyn Berry, tweeted hours after 28-year-old Audrey Hale opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, killing three kids and three adults. Her tweet included a gif of actress Gina Rowlands in a scene from the 1980 movie Gloria, where she is pointing two revolver handguns. The governor does not condone violence in any form. The administration holds mutual respect at the forefront of how we engage with one another and blah, 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 blah. The post by the press secretary is not reflective of the values of the administration, although I would disagree with that. The governor has received and accepted the resignation of the press secretary, who no doubt will be hired in another place that's filled with crackpots. Arizona Republicans immediately accused Berry of inciting violence and called on Hobbs. You see, this is why they're always pointing fingers at conservatives. You violence-inciting bastards. Calling for violence is never acceptable, the Arizona Freedom Caucus tweeted. At Governor Hobbs, press secretary, blah, blah, blah. About shooting political opponents on the same day a trans activist shoots up a school is nothing short of vile and heartless. That's a start. What comes after vile? Because I think we're there. There is no room for this in Arizona. Fire Joss Berry now. And she was given the chance to resign and did. But like I said, she'll turn up somewhere else. They all do. This is not anything unusual. The important thing is that she got that message out there, got that out of her system.
I heard that a week ago in Nashville, there was a call for revenge or vengeance.
I did hear, I want to be specific.
Yeah.
There is a day planned. This is what I heard. A day of vengeance for the transphobes of the world. That sounds rather ominous to me, given that I think we now have four of our more recent deadly shootings involving people who claim to be transgender. Where did all of these transgenders come from? It's like an outbreak.
It's
and, of course, we can't get the... I got to dig up that clip of our brilliant defense secretary who was confronted about drag queens and drag queen story hour for kids on our military bases. The world is laughing at us. They're laughing at this. I'm not. But this is what they're doing, using the military for, you know, and our tax dollars, no doubt, to subsidize these performances.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the day when the teacher would read to the class like a regular book? Like, I remember Miss Myers, one of my teachers in elementary school, read us the story of Rascal. Every day for 20 or 30 minutes. It was a nice break, and she was a good reader. We were all engaged. And she wore a matronly dress with hankies stuffed up the sleeves. There wasn't some 6'2" guy who's confused about who he is in a red dress and fishnet stockings bumping his ass up and down reading a story. I'm sorry. That's fine in the privacy of your own home. Or in a club for adults where people like that. But not in front of kids. There's another meme going around that uses the bathroom icons. And what it basically says, if you should be using this bathroom, and they point to the women's bathroom. No, if you should be using the men's bathroom, but I find you in the women's bathroom, you're going to be needing this bathroom. And you see the picture of the wheelchair. I can't believe people are just sitting around on their butts okay with this. This is no way. So there's a start on what should be a pretty busy afternoon. Certainly no lack of stories to discuss. Brought to you by Mr. Electric. If you have any need for installation, service, repair, I know that if I were putting a ceiling fan in or installing anything requiring electricity, I'd want a certified master to do it. We use Mr. Electric to do everything. Bought a Ring doorbell system over 5 years ago, maybe six, and it still works perfectly. All our motion-activated lighting installed by them works perfectly, and we recently had them out because of Clark Griswold. Why? Because my Clark Griswold inflatable, gifted to me by Mademoiselle Goose, took him outside to set him up to launch the Christmas season for our fun old-fashioned family Christmas, and he wouldn't inflate on any of the outside outlets. And we took him inside, and he started to inflate there. So we knew there's some kind of an issue with the outside. We had Mr. Electric out the next day, and they yanked a decaying, crappy outside outlet that was potentially a fire starter. Done by a man with 24 years of experience, and we were presented with an invoice that not only showed us the pictures of every step of the process, but detailed what was done and what we paid for. That's what you get. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Well, to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Blind Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Initially, I was going to do this about the woolly mammoth meatballs.
Now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Can you imagine that? You know how they can grow plant-based meat, but they're using the DNA of the woolly mammoth to create a meatball. But I got something better. We'll talk more about mammoth meatballs a little bit later in the hour. Matt Gaetz is going to be our, or Gaetz. You say Gaetz, I say Gaetz, you say Gaetz, whatever. He is another one in Congress that we can count on to ask some tough questions. Because every time they call in one of these Biden officials, this is what we hear. Just a lot of tap dancing and no answers. And this is all about drag queen story hours on military bases.
Recognize gentleman from Florida, Mr. Gates, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Secretary, you told Senator Schmidt yesterday that if the 8,000-plus service members who've been separated from the military due to the vaccine mandate want to reapply, that they're welcome to do so, but that you would do nothing to solicit their reapplication or to incentivize it. Why is that?
I think it's incumbent upon the individual to make that decision and reapply. The mechanisms are there.
What?
Yeah, but why don't... I mean, you're overseeing a recruiting nightmare in our military right now. These are 8,000 patriots. And by the way, your department broke the law in administering the vaccine mandate. And that's not me saying so. That's the Inspector General for the Department of Defense who wrote on June 2nd of 2022, we found a trend of generalized assessments rather than the individualized assessment that is required by federal law.
The department did not break the law.
The IG is wrong? You think the IG is wrong?
Mandate
he says he broke the law.
The lives of a number of...
It ruined the lives of a number of people, too. And it ruined the lives of people who love our country and want to reenlist. Let me ask you this question. If we direct you by force of law to re-engage and incentivize the reenlistment of these folks with full back pay and rank, do you have the capability to follow that instruction?
You put provisions in the law to enable those people former service members to reapply in accordance with the service
good. Well, we will do that just like we had to put the repeal of the vax mandate in the law. And I get the sense that the only reason you're not reaching out to these folks is pride, because otherwise they would be totally able to serve. And it seems that your personal pride is getting in the way. So going from the deeply serious things that we're not doing, re-engaging these 8,000 folks, to the deeply unserious things that we are doing, go ahead and put up the first slide. I guess my question is, how much taxpayer money should go to fund drag queen story hours on military bases?
Love it.
You know, drag queen story hours is not something that the department funds.
Wait a second. That's actually not what the record seems to suggest. You were going to fund one at Ramstein Air Force Base. That one got canceled, but that's DOD insignia. That's a drag queen story hour for children. Then also at Malmstrom Air Force Base outside of Great Falls, Montana, you had a drag queen story hour for kids. At the Joint Base Langley-Eustis, you put on a drag queen story hour on a Saturday for the first ever kid-friendly diversity, equity, inclusion summer festival. And at Nellis Air Force Base, you had the Drag You Nellis on June 17th. Who funded these things, Mr. Secretary?
Listen, drag shows are not something that the Department of Defense supports or funds.
Well, wait, why are they happening on military bases? I just showed you the evidence. Why are they happening?
Well,
I will say again, this is not something that we support or fund.
Yet they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Gaetz gets, he is bringing the receipts here. You should watch this clip, because this sorry individual, Austin, and there's a slide presentation showing. I don't know what all those people that had planned to go to the June 2nd drag sting, drag story over kids. Are going to do now. They're going to have to make new plans for that day. But it's great that we have a few who are finally holding the feet of these incompetent boneheads to the fire. I mean, the rest of the world has to be laughing at this. And it's not funny. It's not funny. You think Putin is setting up drag queen story hours for kids? China, you'd probably be executed for it there. But not us. We're bigger than that. We know better than that. 3:30 is the time. Oh, DeSantis is going to give a speech in Israel. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I even heard Annie say, I wish that Trump and DeSantis would have a conversation and cut the crap. Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, I've known them for several years now. They're terrific people. They run a great company, and they've been installing security systems for properties both big and small for over four decades. They've got the experience, and they can save you money because in this economy, some people are having to decide between safety and food on the table. Don't be in that position. Save on your monthly monitoring with Apply. Call 279-8338. They've got systems for home, business, or property that work, are effective, and save you money. 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
First traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, use caution this afternoon on Wares Ferry Road from East Boulevard all the way out to Macklemore. They've begun resurfacing in places on that road. Got a good bit of traffic this afternoon on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and outbound from downtown on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon and eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli, Midtown Plaza, and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
There she is, Miss Bud Paste. Or as we know her, Jacqueline Tomlinson. We have a couple of people waiting to talk on the phone at 272-9228. Hello, Clint.
Hey, you hear that today about Schumer talking about Coach Tuberville?
No, I did not. Chuck Schumer had time to talk about Senator Tuberville. What did he say?
Yeah, well, he's putting it down because apparently the coach is holding up promotions in the military to generals. And Congress approves promotion to a general, not DOD. And Schumer put that man down. So our senator, Coach Tuberville, is holding up that promotion. And if you look at his speech, what Tuberville gave, it's great, man. It's great. You need to check that out.
If somebody has the link to that speech, I'll be glad to play it. Thanks for the call. Here is Ken.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You know, I keep hearing about these drag show story hours.
Yes.
When are we going to get equal time? I want some stripper story hours. I mean, what's fair is fair, right? Equality? If we're going to push one sexuality, the kids need to be shown the other sexuality.
I mean, who's to say that they're not strippers?
We can have the Chippendales do, you know, for the girls, and we can have, you know, I don't know the name of any strip clubs, but, you know, get some girls from Vegas, you know. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you this. I can only imagine, let's say when I was about 11 or 12 years old, Miss O'Malley coming into the classroom wearing her black dress with hanky stuffed into the sleeves, saying, boys, we're going to have story hour with a cougar. Now, that could have been a huge distraction. But
that's ridiculous.
Then or now, I would have been grossed out by some man in a red dress and fishnets and high heels reading about Peter Cottontail or whatever story. They probably have banned him because Easter is a religion, and we don't allow that in our schools.
Hey, I'm just saying, let's be equal.
I appreciate your embrace of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
There we go.
Thanks.
Later, Greg.
Well, how are you?
I'm here.
Hey, you know, there's a whole lot of paving going on in town. I was thrilled on my bike ride. There's a street. Occasionally, I'll go down it on the sidewalk. But even in the cul-de-sac to turn around, it is the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And today I'm out on my bike ride. I'm going up, you know, Heartbreak Hill to Atlanta Highway. And there's paving truck there. And they've already laid a fresh coat of asphalt down the length of this cul-de-sac. And I can't wait to put my imprint on it. It's like seeing fresh snow if you're a skier.
I'm glad you had that moment today, Greg.
And they're painting white lines all over Arrowhead. I think they're trying to create bike lanes. They're a little bit narrow for me, but... and then I saw... And you saw some paving today, right?
Yeah, all of Ware's Ferry.
They're repaving all of Ware's Ferry, right?
Well, from our church and I think beyond, all the way down to the, you know, where you get on the service road to go on East Boulevard.
The last time I saw this much repaving, I think there was an election coming up. I mean, I can't say for sure that there's a connection.
Is it an election year in Montgomery?
I believe it will be. Yeah. And but so far, only our current mayor has announced that he's going to seek election. Two things coming up right now: your local news, Rich's forecast, and we're back with Greg, Rosie, and Jay Quillen.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8. Bucky's newest travel center is set to open its doors in Auburn. Located at 2500 Bucky's Boulevard off I-85, Bucky's is more than 53,000 square feet and offers 120 fueling positions. Bucky's grand opening will be held Monday, April 10th. In Montgomery, police are searching for suspects in a fatal early morning stabbing. 42-year-old Terrence Lawson was found in the 1700 block of South Holt Street this morning around 2:40 with life-threatening injuries. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. If you have any information that could help solve this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The founder of Cadell Construction here in Montgomery has died. A company spokesperson said John Cadell died peacefully Monday with his family by his side. An internationally known businessman and philanthropist, Cadell was a lifelong resident of Montgomery. John Cadell was 93 years old. I'm Ellis Askew from WAKA Channel 8.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been kind of cool compared to normal today, and tonight we're headed for a chilly one. Definitely jacket weather. Mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 43, but tomorrow is a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, warming trend. High temperature up to about 77. We will be back to the mid-80s on Friday, still dry. We're looking at another round of potentially strong storms in the overnight hours Friday night into early Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the newest dish from lab-grown meat. Introducing the Mammoth Meatball. Just listen to this glowing testimonial from Fag, the unthawed caveman.
Tastes like real mammoth. Just like mom used to make.
The Mammoth Meatball has everyone dragging their knuckles in excitement.
Fag like meatball and spaghetti.
And even though it's made in a lab, it will unlock your primal instincts.
Grab spear. Kill beast.
It's the Mammoth Meatball.
Tastes much better than tiny saber tooth.
I wanted Jacqueline to hear about that because your son Steven is into dinosaurs and things.
Yes.
So if he comes to you and say, Mommy, can we have mammoth meatballs?
Sure.
He's not going to be talking about a meatball the size of his head. They're actually trying to use the DNA from the woolly mammoth
Isn't there like five movies that have told us that like this is not a good idea?
Yeah, I mean, basically every one of the Jurassic.
Right, like this has already been proven through Hollywood that this is not going to end well.
And when I want the final answer on any important issue, I turn to Hollywood.
Me too.
By the way, did you hear on the way in that the DA and the Alec Baldwin Rust shooting is stepped down?
Why? I have not heard that, but why?
Criminal defense attorney, I guess, is the guy that's defending the alleged criminal, Alec Baldwin. Two new special prosecutors were appointed to Alec Baldwin's fatal movie shooting case. New Mexico First Judicial District Attorney Mary Kamek Altwees announced that Kerry Morrissey and Jason Lewis will serve as special prosecutors. Their extensive experience and trial expertise will allow the state to pursue justice for Helena Hutchins and ensure that in New Mexico, everyone is held accountable under the law.
That sounds fishy.
That sounds like double talk for something.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, if you are the state of New Mexico, state of Alabama, state of California, state of Florida, it shouldn't matter. You should have people prosecuting your cases that are capable of doing so. It shouldn't matter if it's Alec Baldwin or Jacqueline Tomlinson that's being charged with a crime. It shouldn't matter. You shouldn't have to bring in a special prosecutor.
I had the story on my phone here, and now I've lost it again. I really love this. Okay, backwards one page. This is where it gets really, really convoluted. The two previous prosecutors will focus on the broader public safety needs in New Mexico's First Judicial District. They will continue their record of prosecuting drunk drivers, collaborating with local law enforcement, increasing diversion efforts, and securing convictions against the most dangerous and prolific offenders, which in a democratic state, which New Mexico is, means like nobody.
This sounds more like a legislative plug than, hey, by the way, we're getting special prosecutors for this case. Because normally, like, you wouldn't even publicize something like that. Like, who's looking up to see? Nobody really cares.
Kerry Morrissey and Jason Lewis will unflinchingly.
Yeah, got
that's
it.
A very, you know, that's one of the most reassuring words I've heard in a long
unflinchingly,
time.
Unflinchingly, I'm going to use that.
Pursue justice in the death of Helena Hutchins on behalf of the people of First. So what do you want to bet that Alec Baldwin spends one night in jail?
He will spend zero nights in jail.
Yeah.
And he will probably get fined a nominal amount of money.
Yeah.
And then we will never hear of this again. And then in 2025, he'll be in some big movie.
But who, at this point in his career, who's going to, hey, let's go spend $50 to go see Alec Baldwin in that new movie at the Bijou.
Like, I'm going to go see it at the drive-in for $1.
Yeah.
At the swap shop, Greg.
The swap spit shop is what we used to call it.
I love the swap shop. It's dangerous. But
it is now, yeah.
You go at your own risk.
But it's like one of the last drive-ins.
I know, like, we need a drive-in. Where they
Rosie, would you get busy on that for us, please?
Oh, sure.
Rosie, do that. We want a drive-in theater with a concession stand that sells, like, hot dogs and Junior Mints.
And dancing Raisinettes.
Yes, with, like, a popcorn bucket that's like, ha-ha, happy to be here. Very Grease. That's what I want. That's what I want.
And we'll need some music.
Gouging you with a robbing you at the movies, charging you at the movies to get a decent seat.
All right, we have a decent seat that's called Line One, and on it is Eric the dog.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up?
Alec Baldwin's next movie is going to be I Have the Money, Give Me the Justice I Paid For.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my new theory on the justice system.
His whole attitude through this thing has been so arrogant.
Well, I mean, he's a Baldwin. What do you expect?
He's the victim, not Lena Hutchins, who's been dead for years.
They should have put that gun in his hand.
Unbelievable.
Who knew he had an itchy trigger finger?
Or, what's
that? They make a cream for that, I heard.
Itchy trigger fingers. Itchy finger tringers.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm here for it.
Yeah. Thanks for the help.
Adios.
All right. Did you see this wherever it was, Biden was yesterday, before, you know, he was making jokes about, you know, chocolate chip ice cream.
Right, yeah, I heard about that foobar.
Dead kids. I'm not kidding. I know there's chocolate chip ice cream here. Getting him off the plane. Getting him off the plane. They have to literally guide this man in which way to go. And I guess they use blue marks. This is actual audio.
Down here?
Yes, sir. Down the ramp.
It's like a caretaker.
And we have people lined up on the left over here. Some union leaders and workers.
Hey, guys and ladies.
Hey, guys.
Your mark is going to be the blue one to the left.
How y'all doing?
You got a blue mark, and that's okay.
I'll stay in my blue mark, and then I'm going to say load each one of
you. Yes, sir. I'll help you get started.
What?
That is actual audio. That is not a hack or a meanie or any of those
things. You guys,
things.
It's just, all jokes aside, like, it is sad.
It is.
It's like watching somebody's parent that's like has dementia, Alzheimer's or something, just being taken advantage of.
Well, you know why it seems that way? Because
Well, I know, but it's just, it's tragic. And this is the leader of the free world. If that doesn't concern you, I don't know what else will. He's got the codes.
No.
He's never had the codes.
I think he has the bag. But they probably have, like, sandwiches in it or something that he can't detonate.
No, he has the bag, and it has, like, a Nokia phone in it that you can play Snake on, or, like, a Razer phone.
Speaking of phones.
What?
Nokia is selling a lot of dumb phones.
What's a dumb phone?
Yeah, here we are. I just happen to have the story right here.
They're bringing back phones that don't have a screen?
Companies like HMD Global, the maker of Nokia phones, continue to sell millions of mobile devices similar to those used in the early 2000s.
Yes!
Including what's known as feature phones, traditional flip or... I love my flip phone.
I love my Razer. I'm going to get one just to have one.
The company spokesperson said, I think you see it with certain Gen Z populations.
What am I? I don't even know. If you're born in 1983, what are you?
I'm
gonna Google it.
I think you're a Y.
Ah.
I think this is more like
Joey
in his group.
No, these flip phones are mine, Joey. This is my generation.
Anyway, it says company spokesperson in marketing says, I think you can see it with certain Gen Z populations. They're tired of the screens. They don't know what's going on with mental health, and they're trying to make cutbacks.
I'm a millennial.
We have a song for you that you'll really appreciate that we could play at the top of the hour.
Oh, Rosie.
Well, you can be the exception to the rule.
I feel much more like a Gen Xer than a millennial. But
probably in your heart, you are.
In my heart, I'm probably a baby boomer, but yeah, I'll take it. Oh, that's terrifying. Okay, now that I'm here, though, I'm gonna Google these dumb phones.
I write to... a column for a magazine that's directed towards boomers.
I read that article.
Everybody, who was it?
Cooter, the first-time caller.
Yeah, he wanted a sneak preview, and Rosie read it. And
I thought it was delightful.
It's getting compared to some of my best, and that's one of those ideas that just popped in my head. I was already working on a column, and I didn't like the way, and I wrote that one in less than 2 hours. And I'm really happy with it.
Can we talk about this Nokia dumb phone that I'm going to get?
A Nokia dumb phone?
It's going to be my work phone.
That's a good idea.
No, you know what? The computer phone's going to be my work phone. This is going to be my personal phone.
Oh, I see.
So I don't have to look anything up.
You know, I really...
If I could have a beeper again, I would. They don't need them anymore, but I miss my purple beeper with the black clip. You remember how cool that was? You had to change the colors of your beeper.
There's a technology that really... I mean, there were beeper stores opening up all over the place.
I had to go to a pawn shop, thank you. I got mine at... my first one I got was at a pawn shop in Oakland Park.
At a lot of pawn shops.
Think of that. It was clear purple.
How about that? And we used to... Since you couldn't talk to somebody on it, but we had all these different codes worked out.
Yeah. Like, 22 was my code, so if I... if I text somebody, it was like 22 stars, so they knew it was me. And then I would put in like 143 or...
Oh, you mean like, I love you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
We all have little codes. But my favorite part is like you actually had to pull over to a payphone to actually call somebody back. Like if they're like 911.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember getting one of those 911 texts from Trish.
Trish.
Trish Trash.
Yeah. Is that the Corvette one?
No.
What was that one? Sharon. Yeah. Yeah. See? I was going to say Susan.
And I wasn't having any of it. I ignored her 911.
How many times did she beep you after that? Page you?
I can't remember.
A million, blowing you up.
Yeah, she was pretty pissed.
I mean, I remember being in the movie theater and that beeper going off and you're like, stop.
They were loud. I don't know if you could control the volume on those things.
No, and the vibrate was like you could hear it from across the room.
Right. Yeah, it sounded like you had a hornet in your pants.
Yes. Well, maybe you might have. Who knows?
Hey, you got to stop by the house because the transformation of our house by New Look Decorating is underway.
Have they started?
The first thing that was done was the front door, and it's a blue color that was recommended by the team at New Look Decorating, and I actually stopped in the driveway to admire it. I liked the other color that was there. I had no problem with it, but we're going with a theme.
What's the theme? Is it a nautical theme?
Well, it's a blue now.
What color blue? Like a teal blue, a cobalt blue, a robin's egg blue.
It's a
periwinkle blue.
It's a regal blue.
So it would be like a cobalt. Like a bright blue, like...
See, this is, you know, like, why I have Mrs. Ritterbubble doing it.
Like this Clorox color blue?
Women know the difference between egg white and off-white
right.
paint.
Well, there's a difference.
See, yeah, I'm sure there is, but on my side of the coin, I don't care.
You're like ivory.
Have
beige fun.
Get with Brett. Get with that team over there and pick out what you want. So, because, frankly, the dinge factor was starting to get to me a little bit. So, we're going to be...
I mean, I get it. I have a wood door, but I've always liked a colored door.
Well, it looks awesome. And, you know, it's one of those colors that kind of changes it depending on what time of day. And you see it in the morning light.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're backing out and the sun is in the west side of the sky, it has a different look. Really cool. And this is a color that was selected by the team at New Look, and that is a fantastic group of people. And you should meet the staff over there. Now, we know about Brett. Brett, when the heck are you going to get in here and hang out with us some afternoon?
Ooh, they have floor and patio latex enamels.
Yes, and wallpaper.
Wallpaper.
We're doing something with wallpaper.
I want to do my laundry room in wallpaper because I want to make it happy in there. So I want to do laundry.
Is that how that works?
I feel like
happy wallpaper makes.
I feel like if you joy up your space, you'll like. I enjoy being at my house not because of the people there, because it just makes me happy because it's filled with the things I love.
I wonder what they could do with the studio. I would like the studio to be a happier place.
He could probably put some nice paint on the walls.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
Maybe put some curtains over there so you can't see Joey.
Oh,
sweet Joey. Look at that sweet boy. Steven's out here. I don't know, but you could
all the kids are in the house, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's here.
But anyway, see Brett Lanham, Katie, Jordan, Beth, and of course, Brian Carr at New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway. It is a happy place. When you walk in, they can't wait to help. And it's contagious. Get that New Look at New Look. It's perfect. It's a great setup. By the way, you have your own private traffic signal to get out of their parking lot, which is kind of cool, too.
I have to go see them. They have so many things that we need.
Yes. Yeah, and you will love Brett. He is just amazing. But it's the whole team is great at New Look Decorating. Oh, I should give you their phone number, shouldn't I? 271-0007 right there at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road. So let's see how the traffic is on Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Atlanta Highway near the entrance to Bellhurst. That's right down from Perry Hill Road. We got an accident there this afternoon. Hoping they'll get that one out of the way pretty quickly. Real busy East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound from Federal Drive to the Boulevard. And along East South Boulevard from Woodley Road past Baptist down to Narrow Lane. little bit of traffic there as well. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Get the new Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. New shipments arriving every day, but they go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the Elephant.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. If the forecasters are right, much of the Midwest and South could be in for some wicked weather over the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're predicting severe storms ripping across much of those regions in several outbreaks. Key move in the Senate today, lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the war authorizations used for Kuwait and Iraq. The bill had strong bipartisan support. Russia now says it has suspended sharing information about its nuclear forces with the United States, including notices about missile tests.